Can you hear me? Don't be shy, send a reply. I'm very well, thank you. How are you? What's the sound like where you're listening in from? Oh, look at you, you're my top engagement. That's quite apt. Very good and very clear. Yes, you too as well. I just need to, actually, I'm not going to, I was thinking about popping it on as an Instagram story, using the link and see if anyone joins in. What do you reckon I should do with that? Or should I just leave it for now and see if anyone joins in through this bit? Let me know, don't be shy.
Can you hear me?
Oh, hello, well, oh, welcome aboard.
I didn't realise I was live, as in, like, talking to you.
You certainly are.
That is very strange. Okay. How did you do that? Or did I do that?
I invited you, and you accepted the invitation.
Oh, I see.
And here you are now as my... I invited you as a speaker rather than a co-host.
Oh, I see, yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Well, you're very much welcome. So, sorry for disturbing your evening.
Well, it's okay. You can have 5-10 minutes of my time. I'm sure that's not too much of a problem.
That's very kind of you.
Not sure how much longer you may need.
No, it's fine. You can see how busy I get to sit here. Yes.
So let me get this. We'll dip in and out.
What are you doing?
Do you just kind of wait around in this room, virtual room, and then people just arrive?
Yes, that's exactly how it is. Although, in
what if you were to put a scheduled conversation and then pump it through Instagram, encourage people to come onto Podbean, and pick a topic. So pick a specific topic and...
Specific topic.
With the upcoming Olympics or people who are looking to go to Paris in the next couple of months maybe, and put it into Instagram, and then pump up a live scheduled talk here.
Pump up the volume.
And then see like who arrives, basically, and hopefully it will just... Or people who've been to Paris who'd like to share their experiences.
Yeah.
Just to kind of get a bit of a discussion going.
I agree. That's an excellent idea.
Well, you know, I'm full of good ideas, me. But implementing them is not my strong point.
That's maybe what I do.
Yeah, you can implement them, but I'm just the idea girl.
Can't wait to implement you.
I know, we're live.
I can't edit that part out. Although technically I can. I can keep this unpublished, I think.
Right.
I can get the recording and then put it through.
I wouldn't publish this conversation now, would you? I don't think you should.
It don't matter.
Although I am loving the...
The what?
The background music's quite nice.
I'm not actually sure what you can hear at the moment. Because I've got...
I can hear your background music and then you... a bit. Like you know, you're talking on top of the background music.
I can hear that.
It's actually
quite
nice.
Huh? Oh, what happened there?
No.
Yeah, no, it all went a bit loud for me because I've actually got, at the moment, don't run away, one of my latest albums, one of my latest pieces of vinyl, 12-inch, is Sylvia, Delibes by the London Symphony Orchestra with...
I'm very well aware of that.
Anatoly Fistulari.
Yeah.
You know the Sylvia one?
I do.
Sylvia Ballet?
Okay. I do.
Well... I wrote a little bit about it in my blog, and I actually remember that I wrote a little bit about it on my Instagram as well. But this has got pizzicata, which I think we've already just missed. Act 3, scene something or another.
Well, that's not what this is. You've got this, like, Parisian cafe music in the background.
Carefree in France by Johnny Boyle. This is the main version. But yeah, this was part of my downloaded stuff that I paid for. Wait, if I just click here, is that a little bit louder?
It's too loud though, because then I can't hear you very well.
Can you hear me now?
So, the music needs to be subtle in the background, I think.
So,
like, yeah, better. It's okay because only me and you, but like when they're gonna have a lot of people talking, it might be a bit distracting. So.
Yeah.
But it is nice. I think
if you're talking too much, I can just go, wait.
But I do like it though. Nice.
Thanks.
To have it feels like you're in a little cafe. It's quite a nice little feel to it. Quite nice
little cafe. Well, I do what I can for my audience, you know.
Yeah. No, it's nice.
Thanks.
I mean, I wouldn't
have been
getting there if you could turn up, but.
Yes.
Or at least, like. But then I just don't think. I think it's so random, the live stuff. I think it depends on the time of day, the zone people are in that are following you, things like that. And it's so it's weird. All, I find it very random.
If it's published or not, then...
This is why I think you need to test it and then maybe have, like they do, some scheduled ones that you put in advance that people add it. Because I add it to my calendar, so I tested it, and then it alerts me when... I couldn't add yours, it's not scheduled. You schedule one, you add it. What was that? Did you hear that?
Yeah.
What's the rabbit applause for?
Well, because, you know, we're here.
Well, thanks for that.
I agree with that, the scheduling. I think it would be a good idea, but the issue is... when do I ever get that time when I'm going to say, right, let's actually do it.
Well, it's pretty good for Thursday, you do. I mean, you block it out when I was coming. You block it out. It's an event in the calendar,
isn't it?
And then... You just block it out, you know, it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, in fairness, I'm only doing it now because I'm too tired. I'm too awake to go out of bed and can't be able to clear my bed off at the moment. I've finished my writing. Yeah, Unc came round and we had a little chat. And I've just done some admin for me Instagram bloggy posts and stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to lie, I love my little setup. I've got the mic, I've got the interface, I've got the lamp, another one that I bought for Rory. that I got one of as well. And it's like, I've got the on-air sign that you bought me. I look like a Tarte's boudoir with the red lights from the bedroom. And it feels really good, actually. For me, this feels nice.
Yeah, it's a nice
bit
of recording,
though. Yes.
Yeah, I'm a bit wired up as well. I was there. I've missed about a week of I was doing emails, but God, that's not fun. But at least it, you know, I feel like I've got to the bottom of a few things, which was nice. Drew?
Yes. Have you hit the like button? Are you getting any notifications about hitting the like button or anything like that?
Yeah, it says to me, hit the like button. And I just did.
Nevin liked the show. Right.
I can't send you a gift because I don't have any beans.
Don't you worry about that, girlfriend. I've just got a lot, you know, I think it's about 100 beans and you get a quid back or something.
Oh.
Yeah.
I haven't got any yet.
Don't you worry about it. You bought me my boudoir light. My boudoir light.
Bought you your Tarte's boudoir room.
That's it, yeah. I was using some Atelier Cologne stuff today, Cafe Tuberosa. I forgot how lovely that is. I was going to use the one that I normally write. Yeah, I was going to use the one that I normally use when I write, but this is a little bit spicy. This is like, whoosh, it's good stuff.
You mean aftershave or writing equipment?
Aftershave? Well, aftershave. Cologne.
Cologne. Aftershave on. So let me get this straight. You put aftershave on to write? Yeah.
Yeah. Some people burn incest. And I don't bother that incest stuff. I just use aftershave when I don't shave. It's my theme.
Why not?
I know. When I came to meet you at Paris the first time, I was sat in that cafe opposite, you know, where we ended up going for a meal. I was drinking, and I remember writing the entry. That's when I realised, and I was talking about the people just wandering around aimlessly sort of thing. I didn't know at the time it was flaneur until I learned the word. And I said I want my thing. Maybe it's going to be rum and lemonade. I tried to do that at Jardin de Roy and it failed miserably because they didn't have lemonade. So I think my thing is, as well, just I create the ambience. Hemingway famously said, throw an orange peel into the fire. Well, I don't have a fire and I don't eat oranges. So it's got to be the smelling stuff.
I'm not going to lie. I see how your mind works now.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. What I'm doing right now, I remember sitting in the Valentine pub at Gants Hill, chatting to Steve, saying, I want to just record a conversation. Because that's how, for me, this is my more natural flow. I get all the information and I can actually sit here and type away, Google it all up, but just to be chatting, to me, that's my forte.
Talking
to
people, you mean?
Just doing that and just having, that's like a 2-hour radio show, but just having a radio show where, you know, good evening, Seattle, good mental.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, but it's, I've wanted to do it for ages. I never really got around to doing it, but this technology, it's right up my avenue.
Well, the only thing you need now is people to talk to. You can't keep talking to me all the time.
A bit rude, but yeah, thanks.
I mean, you know enough about me. What else is there? You know, I'm sure there's always something to learn, but even so, like...
Yeah, Nev, I don't want to upset you, but you know you've got another episode to do next season, didn't you?
Oh, God, all right. On what?
Dunno, I ain't got that far yet. But, excuse me, I should use my pause button. Hang on. I meant mute, not pause. But, did you hear me cough?
No.
No, it's really good. It's my new interface thing, which you'll be using when we do our co-hosting.
Oh, gosh, okay.
Just thought I'd drop that in there. Yeah, just so the audience can hear it, you know. My many listeners.
Pause. You're not going to be pumping this out anyway, so who's going to be hearing it?
Why do you say that?
I'm not putting this. You can't put this on.
Because?
There's nothing. What did you just go on?
What'd you call me?
You just.
No, this will stay up till I delete it. This will stay up till I delete it accidentally, like I did the last episode I put out.
Okay. Well, you know, if people want to listen to it, why not? But
absolutely. Why not indeed?
And if you really fed up of hearing our own voices, then jump online next time and talk to us so we're not talking about rubbish. Come and entertain us.
This is how it works. You plug my show, I plug yours once you get stuck.
When I get my show.
Yeah. But imagine if I do a podcast like this. Yeah. I can close the room down. I can phone someone or get them to jump online. Boom. This is the podcast.
Yeah, I see what you mean. And then it just gets recorded. Yeah. But it would make life a bit easier because then you're not having to double up all the time.
Actually, I mean, yeah, Riverside, I like the idea because it's sitting there with the video connection, and even if it's not recording the video, you're actually seeing the person. I like that concept.
Yeah.
But then, you know, does someone want to do all that finarchy stuff and all that finagling? I don't know if it's worthwhile.
Yeah,
I'm
not sure. Really.
Whereas this, because it's only using audio as opposed to video, you don't need such a good, strong, heavy job it McBobbit.
No, you just people just join on and that's it.
Yeah.
Which works, but I suppose it depends. I think you need to try this kind of scheduled conversations first and see if that works, and then maybe
what might
disperse it with some live podcasts.
Yeah, I could schedule one for, I don't know, a random date, May the 10th, maybe being a Friday. I know it's normally date night, but, you know, I go for May the 10th.
May the 10th is your last working day.
Oh, I wasn't going to mention that on here, but that's correct. Yeah. My last working day at my current employer.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I thought we could celebrate, but, you know, if this is what you want to do, then that's fine.
What do you mean, getting drunk?
Well, you might want to. It's a significant day.
I think I need to. No, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you can just leave that there for now if you want. That's not a problem.
What? Leave what where?
Whatever it was you just dropped.
The hanger.
Okay.
Yeah, you know me.
So you're using your phone to...
Yes, I am. I don't have Podbean on my laptop or anything.
Now, imagine if you did and... Oh, that would need to get you an interface. Or they can get a single interface.
What's an interface?
An interface. So, do you know that bit of kit that I've got underneath my laptop?
Oh, yeah.
Where I'm going to plug your pink microphone in.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you had a solo one, you could sit here with your laptop, plug it all in, bish, bash, bosh, and have your own little setup. God, that'd be so sexy, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but maybe not now. I'll let you do all this stuff for now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'll sort it out.
This is more for you. Yeah.
Years. But I just think about when actually when I do come round, because we've got to do the co-hosty bit.
Yeah.
Do it at yours.
We can do it whatever you want.
Do you want me to go over the editing bits with you? I need to check on that if I've done it or not. The editing bits. I don't know if I've just got the recording or actually edited it down.
I'll just do whatever you. I mean, I need to listen to the. I probably need to listen to her again.
Yeah.
But I can hear what we did.
Yeah.
So I can have a bit of a listen. And then in the beginning, I'll just do what you want me to do.
Yeah. By the sound, you know, you're really better off keeping a phone still or putting an earbud in.
Can you not hear me?
Well, you're sort of like this, and you talk like that, and it goes like this, and it goes like that.
Yeah. Well, it's hard, really but...
Just swung my mic arm.
It's hard to keep the phone still. I think your phones would work better, maybe, because then...
Because your hair's not in the way of the microphone.
Yeah. I've never gone live before.
And here we are.
We are live on Saturday night! Please do not swear! No?
Okay, I thought you... Yeah, great.
Just me.
Just you, and the random call.
All right, okay.
So,
So what do you do? You sort of like hang about now?
Yeah. Yeah, that's this is how my lives go normally.
I really think you need to schedule it. Even if you don't pump it on Instagram, maybe you schedule it here. Then you schedule one pumped on Instagram, see if it makes a difference. But I think you need to start, like, because otherwise you're just sitting here, la 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 la.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've had one that's gone on for about half an hour and I've just had the background music, the same three tracks playing over and over again.
I don't know if you can look to see who's on live now. Without leaving, can I check? I don't know if I can.
But did you like the show?
What show? This one?
Yeah, it was very nice. Yeah, but are you liking it again? Pump up them hearts. Make me work for my money.
I am pumping them up. Look, I just did it again earlier.
11. You see? And look, have you got that picture of the gold medal beside you?
What picture with the gold medal? No.
Oh, well, you are my number one contributor, engager.
Well, look at that, eh?
I know. But things, it's a totally different setup when you look on your phone. So if you look on your phone, you might somewhere near the top on the right.
Yeah. I don't see anything. I just see me and you. And it's, oh yeah, I've got. Oh yes, I do. I have a medal. It's number one and 11. What does 11 mean? I've sent 11 hearts.
Yeah, 5 when you join, I think, or when you like it first, and then I think you get 3 for talking, like tappy tappy. Oh, I don't remember. So if you.
Very weird. Okay. Total 40, live 2. What does that mean? Under you, you've got Coffee Pot Conversations live.
Coffee Pot Conversations.
Live 2, total 40.
That may be, I'm not sure, because I can't check on my phone without logging me out from here, and all my other phones are turned off, but I know I have been contributing to other shows and stuff.
Yeah, so you see how it works.
That American farming thing that we did, didn't we? But look, wait a minute, look, I know you're busy and stuff, but what happens if I do this?
Oh, I see. I've downed it as admin block listeners now.
Yep.
Not sure how I do that, but yeah, okay. All right. Thank you very much. I mean, in the future, when we have too many people, I can be your admin.
Certainly can. You can monitor the chats. And you could drop me a message and go, Paul, they're going la 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 la. And then I can just jump and go, oi, button it, you muppet. Yes.
Like, admin seems to be my role these days.
Admin is your role. See, I really should put my jingles as well.
Yeah. There's a button that you can press, and it says, I found an amazing live cast on Podbean, and you can send this link to someone like you did to me. That's what you did to me, didn't you?
I invited you. So
no, ages ago on the Old Man podcast. Oh, he was doing a live show, and you sent it to me like that.
Yeah.
Well, if Izzy wasn't at Stills, I could have not sent it to her, and she could have joined in.
Yeah, be nice talking to my new boss.
Yeah, but it'd be another, like, if we could do a test run, so I could send it to a couple of people. Maybe to Irem, I'll get Izzy.
Dave.
I don't know, whoever else. Yeah, I'm thinking. And just to start, try it out one night.
Yeah. Then you can all spam the love hearts to see who gets the highest. You know, have a little competition amongst yourselves, which is great for me because it makes me look like I've got more engagement. Then I can open up that fan club. Then I can start talking to people properly. Yeah. I'm not necessarily saying monetizing, but it's, you know, creating a buzz about it on Podbean, the non-religious conversation.
That's yeah, I know. There's a lot of religious content.
Yeah.
But, you know.
If it works, it works. I'm pleased for everyone.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a good platform if if it's allowing space for people to have conversations and things, I think it's quite a good thing.
You mean like a coffee pod conversation?
Hang on, yeah. Engagement, I guess. I do find it very American. There's a lot of American content.
Yeah, well, you know, they're allowed.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, I find it quite...
apparently it's part of the Constitution.
Yeah. It's part of... It is free speech.
There you go. So, you free tonight?
Yeah.
What, are you free every night?
I'm busy. I'm free every night. Yeah, it's part of the Constitution.
Constitution,
isn't it?
There you go.
Only if you can get me a hamburger.
Yes, what, with ketchup?
Double ketchup.
Yes, it was good.
It was very good. It was very, very good. It really was, actually. I had no idea what, obviously, where we were going, but I wouldn't have guessed that in a million years. But it was absolutely brilliant. Like, it was a very good show. It's a shame, I mean, as much as it's great and it was a one-off, but it is a shame that it was a one-off. Like, it's a shame that, you know, that they've only ever done it as one-offs.
Yeah.
I think they ran it for a week at one point and that was it.
Yeah.
I don't know, because but Grease, they did that with Grease. Grease came on, the first one was on in the theatres for a little while and then it came off. It didn't stay long. Dirty Dancing did quite some time. I saw that. Wasn't as impressive, to be fair.
Well, I enjoyed it, but I was looking too much as a technical director.
Yeah. I felt good, but yeah, I wouldn't say it was up there with one of my, because it is one of my favourite films, I wouldn't say it was up there with one of my favourite theatres shows.
For me, the
Cool Rider definitely is.
Oh, Cool Rider, yeah, totally.
It's that, up that there, probably.
Yeah, that was different.
You know, that and Tina's musical I really enjoyed. I thought that was very good as well, actually. That was really brilliant. I mean, the cast was incredible.
Yeah.
That was outstanding. But for the one night, the fact that, you know, there wasn't many people in there, I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah. No, it was amazing. Hard-working cast.
Yeah. Music was amazing. Singing was incredible. The fact that it was so interactive, you could sing along and stuff, was phenomenal.
Yeah. Well, apparently, when you go and see Four Seasons, Jersey Boys, apparently they asked you not to sing along.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose, because because you're paying for them to sing, not hear everyone else sing badly. But this, it wasn't like that. Like, this, you had to sing along. How could you not? I mean, everyone wants a Cool Rider.
Oh, we now have GP Man 45. Welcome to the show. And how are you doing today?
Hello. Feel free to join in. We're just having a random conversation, which is what this is all about.
Things got a bit whoopsie. Not sure if anyone can hear me still.
We can hear you.
My interface is just frozen.
We can hear you. Feel free to pop your comments into the room, or if you feel like you'd like to jump in and have a conversation with us, feel free. It's just been us two, isn't it? Just rabbiting on about random things. And now I feel like I'm talking to myself. I don't know if you can hear me. Oh, hi. Are you regular? Oh, good. Well, maybe you can explain to me how it all works, because I'm a bit new to it. Sort of been dipping in and out. What sort of things do you kind of jump in on or listen to? Or is there any recommendations that you have? Okay, not to worry. I'll hold the fort. Good old technology. There's always some technical faults, isn't there? Hopefully Paul will come back and join us shortly, but if you have any recommendations on what you listen to on Podbean, that'd be really great. I have been following a few people and joining in, but celebrity topics, yeah. I kind of feel you on that one. Yeah. Not my thing either. I like the well-being stuff. I tend to listen to quite a lot of that, and around mental health. There was one that I listened to about Soul Sisters, actually. That was quite good. They would have regular conversations on there about just random things. That was pretty interesting. Paul and I listen to and follow Old Man. That's quite good fun. And there's a whole host of people that come on just from all walks of life, from all over the world, actually. That's been quite interesting to listen to. And I think they were talking about gardening recently, which I found quite interesting. I'm not a gardener myself, so I learned a little bit about potatoes and how to look after the garden. But that was quite interesting. Yes, I am. What are you? Where are you from? Can you not tell from my accent? Is that what it is? Is it giving it away? I'm from North, so I have a bit of a slightly different accent. And when you listen to our host, he's East London. And so there's a slight variation to our tones, which we always joke about. Oh, Dallas. Oh, see, this is what I find so interesting about it. Is that you just, it has so many different people from all over the world. I do like that about Podbean. We were talking about that. Well, we were talking about the actual program, Dallas, but yeah, we was. Paul and I went to a show yesterday, and we saw Joan Collins. She was sitting a couple of seats in front of us, so that was quite interesting. And it was like, you know, I know you don't do celebrity conversations, so we won't go much about that. Then we were talking about the programme, Dallas, which is probably nothing like real life, I'm assuming. Like most things, EastEnders is nothing like real life of an EastEnder either. So, you know. But yeah, we were talking about Dallas. I've never been to America. Paul has, if I'm right in saying that. But I've never been. I would like to go. Have you been anywhere else in the world, or just stayed in Dallas? Oh, wow. Any favourites? I suppose we should ask you, have you been to Paris? I guess that's probably the main question. And have you been to London? How is our host doing? Are you okay? Is your mic still not working?
I can't say I've been, actually, I don't know if I've been to many countries or not. I don't know. It depends what you term many, I guess. I used to travel quite a lot before COVID, should we say. And then since then, it sort of died down a little bit. But it depends who you are. But it has died down a bit. Oh, wow. Okay. Okay, no problem. So you have been to Paris. Is there anywhere in Paris that you've particularly enjoyed, or places that you visited, or anywhere that you really liked? I've been to Paris 7 times now. Paris, Texas. Where did we see, where was the advert? Singing along to the music at the moment. Oh yeah, it's true. Oh, yeah. Well, I've, like I said, been to, well, Paul's been to Paris a number of times. I've been 7 times now in the last 3 years, which has been quite eventful. What I do like is that we've been to different areas over this month, and they've been really interesting each time you go to a different place, and I really love that. I have some favourites. I quite like the non-touristic areas a lot more, where it just feels very much more like real life. And I enjoy going to food markets, a bit of a foodie myself, so I do like going to the food markets or having a look around the food. And imagine what it would be like to cook in Paris, buying all fresh produce. A bit idealistic, I know, but it sounds amazing. So that, I've always kind of enjoyed that. We were there back in November, and for the first time, I was travelled around a little bit on my own, which was quite cool. And I went to the Petit Palais Museum, which was amazing. And I got to look around and take it all in my leisure, actually. It was really, really good. I really enjoyed that. They've got a really nice garden cafe. Some of the most incredible paintings are in there. It was really interesting. I really enjoyed that. Feel free to talk to me, anybody. Quite strange talking to myself, but yeah, so feel free to jump in. Oh, okay. Well, you shouldn't drive and talk at the same time, so. Or type at least, so I hope it wasn't too distracting. That's absolutely fine. I'll just keep talking about random things. Thanks! Getting a thumbs up from the host here. I was only meant to be doing admin, I wasn't meant to be hosting this. I might be thrown in the deep end, but nevertheless, I'll just keep going. Give myself away a little bit, I suppose. So, in my day job, I am a lecturer. Would you believe? I mean, you know, standard lecture for a living, but I can't seem to host a radio show or whatever you want to call this. I'm normally planned. This is ad hoc stuff, doesn't work well for me. Academics don't like ad hoc. We like to be well prepared. So it's quite strange. But if we are talking about Paris, then other things I've done in Paris. The thing with Paris, actually, that I would like to say, that a lot of people, it is a city of love, I'd say, romance. It is, and it's really set up for that. But I also think it can be whatever you want it to be. And I think it's it's so varied in everything that you could do, from visiting things to the cultural, to even just walking around. You could just walk around all day and not do anything, and it's still quite incredible. The buildings that you see change from place to place. There's just so much to see and do, so much culture. The thing that I've really done in Paris, people to do, is people watch. I sat in a cafe by myself, and people watched, and it was absolutely incredible. Hi, Crazy Lazy, I am loving your name. Welcome to the room. Our host is having a few technical problems with his mic, so I am just holding the fort down for a little while. Hi, how are you? Where are you from? Oh wow, welcome! You can hear from my wonderful accent that I'm currently in London. I live in London. I am a Londoner, born and bred. So sorry about the accent. I'm from North London, so we have quite an unusual accent, I would say. But yeah, lovely to have you here. And well, we were just randomly talking about Paris, and I was just sort of talking about some of the places that I visited, and that was that, really. Birmingham. I have been to Birmingham once, only to the city centre. I had a conference there and then I left, so I didn't really get to see much of Birmingham. But I hear it's a very nice place. It's very different. Not as busy as London, but can be quite busy. Have you been to London or anywhere else in the UK? Other than, have you been to Birmingham yourself? Oh, okay. Brilliant. Anything you'd like to share? Oh, well then you should really like joining on the show. But the biggest question is, have you been to Paris? I guess seen as the, you could probably see from our host's profile that it is random conversations, but Paris related in some way. Oh, so you did get to travel through Dad's military. Okay, yes. You travelled quite a lot. Did you stay anywhere for a significant amount of time? Oh, wow, okay. Can you speak French? I'm going to say probably you can. Far better than me. I can speak French at all. I can just about get by if I had to. Paul can speak. Our host, he can speak a lot more French than myself. Not too brilliant. Oh, I'm sorry. You live mainly with your dad up then? Yeah, you probably do. Yeah, absolutely. Well, my native language is Turkish, so I'm Turkish Cypriot. So I can speak another language, but I don't think it's probably particularly well. But it gets me by. As a child, I was at age of four, I was sort of translating with English and Turkish, but that changed as I got older. You tend to lose it a little bit as you get older. You tend to speak mainly English. And interestingly, instead of learning French, I've decided I wanted to learn Italian. So, as you do. So I've just been learning a little bit of Italian. I haven't quite got my head around it as much yet. But I think, learning languages are interesting, aren't they? You could always pick a few. I mean, I don't know if you want to do that, but I find it quite a hard language. I tried to learn it at school. We did it as a GCSE at school, but I wasn't particularly good at it. I found it quite hard. Going to try and get our host to come back. How is our host doing? We had a technical hitch with his mic. If you are trying to speak, we can't hear you still. Okay. He's on his third mic. He was perfectly fine earlier. Everything was working absolutely brilliantly. And then typically it all sort of has gone a bit strange. But never mind, we will just... Yes, yes. Seems to be like... maybe it was me taking over again. Scared him off. We could sort of sign off if you like and then convene again. This was only meant to be sort of a trial on the live, and it was just Paul and I for some time, and then GP Manfall sort of came in and joined us, and then Crazy Lady, so it was quite nice. Oh, we have another follower in the room. Hi, welcome to the room. We were just talking about languages, and what languages we all speak or don't speak, have experiences of. Feel free to say hi, let us know who you are, where you're from. You could probably hear from my accent that I am from London, live in London, which I think I keep saying. And, you know, if anyone wants to join in and call in, feel free to do so, or just pump into the chat. You could just enjoy the music. I think the music's really quite nice. I seem to quite like it, actually. It's sort of quite relaxing. It's currently 9:55 in the UK. So it's coming very close to my bedtime. That's because you haven't sorted out your mic. Apparently I'm not allowed to leave you. I'm only the host, so to speak, so much. But okay. So what should we talk about? What should be the topic of conversation? I feel like I've covered a few things. I was listening to a conversation on Podbean the other day, and they were talking about gardening. Now, that's not my topic. It's not anything I know very much about. I learned a lot, but it definitely wasn't for me. So it would be nice if anyone wants to have a focus of conversation or ask me a question. Feel free to ask me questions if you like, and I'll try and best to answer them. Have a bit of a Q&A. Tell you a little bit about the job that I do, if you like. Yeah. Oh, okay. So I am 43, and I'm a senior lecturer at a university. I'm also a deputy head of a school for human sciences. Quite boring, really. I do like teaching, though, and I do like lecturing. It's probably one of my biggest passions in life, I have to say, and I find it really just incredible being in a classroom environment. I lecture mainly in ethics, have done for some time. My first degree was in complementary therapy, so I have a well-being background. And currently, my specialist sort of research area has moved from ethics, particularly applied. So I teach paramedics or emergency services, should we say, to nurses and public health professionals. But I'm moving more into the realm of well-being, and particularly mental health, and trying to be an advocate for staff in academia, and looking at how we manage our mental health and well-being in academia. For students and for staff, we have quite a lot in place for students, but very much around staff. I think everyone's hot conversational topic is tend to be about workload and time and stress. So yeah, that's kind of what I do. It's not as exciting as it probably sounds, but there you go. What does everyone else do? And what is everyone else's age? Or shall I not ask that bit? Paul's music seems to be going a little bit. Oh, okay, a car dealership. That's pretty cool. Is it particular cars or a whole range of cars? I don't know much about cars, sorry. I won't be able to ask you any particular. A range of music, okay. And how long have you been doing that? I hope you don't mind me asking. Oh, you're still driving, by the way. Should I not let you be messaging if you're driving? I think it's like I don't actually know what time it is in Texas. Anyone else want to share what they do, or their profession, or their age, or ask me anything else? Actually, what I would like to ask is, do you think that we should host a scheduled kind of live conversation each week, or just randomly? If we were to schedule them, do you think people would just join in, or is it easier to be more ad hoc? Both, okay. See, what I do is I schedule them, so like I join when I hear if some events going on and I put them into my calendar. And then Podbean will then send me an alert, but then with all the best will in the world, I don't tend to jump in, so it doesn't really work like that. Other times, I'll just randomly go on to the app and then have a look and just join randomly. So I guess you're right, I guess it can work both ways. Welcome, Drip Funk. Is it now working? We sort of, well, I sort of had the idea, and, well, we sort of had the idea that it might be nice to do some scheduled ones with some specific topic. So, you know, could be about me. My favourite topic is food, so I'm a food lover, so anything to do with around that. Maybe eating in Paris or eating out in other countries or whatever it might be. I thought that might be quite good fun to get some conversations going around that. Does anyone like cooking, by the way? Does anyone enjoy cooking? Oh, do not talk to us about air fryers. We absolutely love an air fryer. I think it's the most incredible invention of all time. I never knew anything about it until our host, Paul, he has one. He got me into using an air fryer, and now it's the most incredible thing. We use it all the time, don't we? Yeah, air fryer is fantastic. And there's so many things you could do with the air fryer as well, which I love. And it's so versatile. You just chuck everything in it, which I quite like, particularly if we're busy during the day and things. And it's quite healthy, so I do enjoy it. I think it's brilliant, air fryers. I do like cooking. I enjoy cooking quite a lot if I ever get the time. But when I do, I like to be on my own in the kitchen. Cannot stand people under my feet. And just spend the time. I can spend quite a lot of hours in the kitchen, which I quite like. Experimenting and things. So it's quite good. Don't know if it ever turns out as good as I think. You know, when you imagine, you see a recipe and you watch someone cook, don't you? And you watch a demonstration, but never really like, it doesn't really turn out the way it looks. It looks great in their screen, but when I look at it, I think, it wasn't quite right. I like to cook lots of different cuisine. I guess Mediterranean is probably my default, being a Mediterranean. So I tend to probably cook more around that area. I have tried a couple of French dishes. Not as great. I'm not a baker. I cannot bake at all. So cakes, biscuits, those sorts of things, just pastries, I really can't do. I don't really have a sweet tooth, so maybe that's probably why. I think Mediterranean is probably the thing. What sort of cuisine does everyone like? Or does everyone have a favourite cuisine? I do love French cuisine. I just can't cook it. Not very well anyway. Welcome, Chris. Welcome to the live podcast, I guess, or live show. Chinese and Mexican food. Yeah. Hi, we're just talking about favourite cuisines at the moment. So welcome. Feel free to share. GP Man absolutely loves... he loves Chinese and Mexican food. Do you cook mainly Chinese and Mexican food, or you have a new friend? Oh, okay. I'm not very good at cooking that cuisine at all. I could do stir fry, but I don't think it's as good as you get when you actually go to the restaurants. I don't think it's as good. Well, it wouldn't be, I guess, but... can't quite get the spices right with Chinese. Coffee pot conversation is now back. How are you doing? We had a few technical hitches today, fortunately. So I've been left to man the room. Hope it's been okay. Your friend is from India. Okay.